Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Someone scheduled the 5 o'clock Blog Talk Radio show, and I guess I'll mention some stuff about the new presentation. I'd like to start with sharing a sound. It goes like new you. The new presentation is being offered by Dwayne the Great Writer, Dwayne Heppner, and he has 9 books available in the Adventure Is series that a person can obtain through lulu.com. I'll read a little bit of A Journey to Real Freedom. This is new book 2 of the Amazing and Romantic Adventures. So let me get my glasses on. I can see that you have been using the new sound. I know when you are using it, because it comes to me and we have the real connection together. I will continue where I left off last night, which was the first 5 levels from the physical worlds to the top of the mental realm, known as the etheric or 5th level. The 6th level is actually a deep dark border that exists between the limited dualistic psychic realms and the unlimited universes of real sound light. Only those who are purified from all the encumbrances of the psychic realms can cross over into the 7th level, the true home of the real you. The real universal guides are constantly escorting you tunes into the real universes. Those who have earned their way out of the lower psychic realms, that have cast aside their burdens of karma and reincarnation. Only those who have the real light of the is are able to obtain the great sound of all life when they cross over into the sublime and wondrous universe of the 7th life level. The great being, overseer of this real universe, is the true reality for the sound light from the is. So great is his brilliance that even one hair from his body would be more than equal to 1,000,000 suns. The 7th level, with all its unbelievable awesomeness, is the home of the real universal guides. This is the level they are trying to get each U-tune to recognize, with a real position of real freedom with those who are lost and stuck in the psychic realms. The 7th level is beyond all the decided goodness and evil of the belief system. There is no negativity in this region, along with all the life levels above it, which are pure from secondary causes. There are countless numbers of wonderful beings that already reside there, who have obtained the unbelievable position of a pure radiant being. Every unique individual who resides there has obtained the position of a total awareness beyond all the darkness of the lower levels and any secondary light. Once you have entered this level, the joy and happiness within you is far beyond what the mind of man could ever conceive. In the physical sense, the happiness and emotions a person experiences in the body forms is very dull in comparison to what can be experienced on the seventh life level. There is such a blissfulness that is so great here that the moment you look upon the universal overseer of the great reality, you know you have come home from your long journey through the process of the lower realms. The purpose of the universal guides is to get as many as they can free from the cycle of birth and death, and this can be possible through the individual allowing the real guidance and the real connection to take place with what we are presenting now. The beings who reside here are in countless numbers and far beyond the realization of the saints. The radiance of each individual's awareness who resides here is more than the light of a dozen suns. When we reached the guarded entrance of this marvelous universe, we were greeted by the real guides standing in front of the huge golden gates. From there, we passed into the magnificent palace of the great overseer. You were a little nervous and shy at first, but then you got used to it. I could see how you were rather bubbly inside. The seventh level overseer is the first real manifestation of the great reality, the all is. The sound wave, the real sound light from the all is, flows through this wondrous being and sustains this entire marvelous universe. The sound reality from the great reality flows down through him to all the worlds below the deep dark border, where it breaks off into two streams and becomes positive and negative. This is the creative nature known as creation that those of the psychic realms used to survive with within their embodiments. The true reality of the all is that exists in this real universe is pure and real sound light, and there is no effect. This is where the real you has become so by the great reality. Above the seventh life level, there are many more life levels that are into the invisible universes, far beyond any physical description. Those beings who live there exist in the formlessness of the all sound light reality. Your definition would be the real. Paul will be providing a different label for the true reality than I am explaining to you, because his position will be more elementary and along the lines of the labeled systems. Paul will be setting up the foundation of what will come later. Once you enter these real universes, there is no explanation of anything because there is no need to want for anything. All that is there is already pure and perfected. Everything that I discuss with you is for those who occupy the psychic realms because they have the burden of their own mind to work through until they realize the reality of their own being-isness. What I am sharing with you is already from you, and when your time comes to present all this, your position will be unique. Until then, you can tell no one. Of course, there will be very few who will accept what you are sharing from all of this. But we are not interested, nor should you be concerned, because everyone has free will, and it is their right to decide their life. This true reality, known as the true sound and light, is from the center of all life. The great reality is so inconceivable that it is hard to perceive or even imagine that it exists at all, because it is so real and pure. Real love is the reality life is, and the emotional love that is experienced in your physical life is the lesser end. And so when a person has the real connection, every part of them becomes more alive and real. Real love is real freedom from the unlimited position of the real universes of total awareness, the isness. Now do you understand? Asked RT, looking at me with a twinkle in his eye. I sat there for a moment and considered everything Rebazar had said. I liked hearing how he explained his journeys to me. I was floating within myself through the levels that he so poetically described. Because Rebazar is so definitely centered in the is, he was having a very real effect upon me. I could see myself with him as his words flowed through me and in those worlds as a view that was free to be. Then I said, that's so cool, sir. Real love is real freedom. Yes, only those who have the true realization of what is real can understand the position I am talking about, and that is you, he said. I sat for a while looking up at the stars and thinking how lucky I was to have found such a good friend and how he had been with me for so long. For lifetimes, I had been unaware of what else there is. Now I have the privilege of knowing and experiencing so much more than just the restrictions that exist in my physical life. He also told me that I had been prepared for lifetimes to bring forth what I would be doing on the earth after Paul, and how what he created would dwindle away. The real guides are always trying different ways to present the real truth of what else exists beyond the earth. RT told me that down through history, some of the real universal guides were hunted and their bodies destroyed. Their presentations automatically exposed the self-indulgent business practices of the belief systems that existed at that time. He said that it is not their intent to disturb anything, but because what they present becomes so evident with the real light of the is, the dark forces become automatically exposed for what they have decided. RT explained in detail how the mind benders weave a seductive appearance with words and symbols to continually entice the senses of the five vehicles into a sedative submission of compliance. He said I would be explaining so much in the future when I was the great writer, which sounded funny. Cool, I thought. Rebazar said, to some people, their business and their attitudes are more important than anything else. Because the five bodies of man are an encumbrance and people are ruled by their senses and mind, the very heart of each person is usually hidden from all the assumable motion that is taking place that becomes the deciding reality. You understand the appearance of motion, Duane, because your heart is in the is. My life had now changed so much more after all the recent meetings with RT. My personal life seemed to be rather dull at times compared to my real adventures, but I knew I had to continue on with it. I am constantly considering how fortunate I am just to know what I know. Rebazar said, as long as I was open to what life is presenting, then I would keep going and he would keep coming around. We soon returned to my home in Orange County and back in the body again. That's a little bit of scene 11 in The Amazing Romantic Adventures series, book 2, A Journey to Real Freedom by Dwayne the Great Writer. This new presentation is so very important for those that are ready to try something new in their life. We've all gone through thousands of lifetimes in many different bodies and on different worlds, and we're given the opportunity to test for ourselves, to find out for ourselves if we want to stay in these psych realms that are getting worse and worse, or if we want to earn our way into the real universes. When a person sings the new you sound before they go to bed each night for like 15 minutes, and maybe when they wake up in the morning for 15 minutes, that shows the real guides that a person is being sincere and trying to get some real guidance and a real education about what's really going on, what life's all about. So you can look up the www.worldwideeducators.com on Facebook or on the modern technology and test it for yourself and see what life shows you. I'm becoming aware of how the efforts of some beings have controlled other beings, humans, for a long, long time here on Earth. They've set up religions and they set up the governments and they set up the educational systems all to control us, how we think and act and live here in this physical realm. But they don't reveal to us about these other realms that we have other bodies on, like the astral realm, where our emotions, our emotional body is, and the causal realm, where our memory body is, and the mental realm, where our ideas and thoughts, and where we use our brain. It's like a computer and it stores the information and stuff here in the physical that we experience. Then there's an etheric realm. We have a body there, and that's the what we call the subconscious. That's where, right, we have intuition. And then there's a deep dark border. It's like a shell, like we're a chick inside of an egg shell. And to get to the real universes, we need the real guidance and the real education from the real guides, like Rebazar Tars and Paul Twitchell and Shamas E. Tabriz and Yabel Sakabi and Phoebe Kwans and Gopal Das and Kata Daki and Lai Si and Tawart Manaji and Rami Nuri, and these are just some, Dwayne Hepner and Ava Schoen. So the opportunities being offered, and the real guides know when you're ready to have the chance to test for yourself, find out for yourself if things are pure and sincere, and if you're humble and grateful. That might be able to earn your way out of these psych realms, this physical realm stuff in this lifetime, into the real universes where you don't have authoritarians and brutalitarians controlling you and causing all kinds of things that to happen that aren't good for us humans, like the chemtrails in the sky poisoning our air and the fluoridation in our water, poisoning our water, and the GMO food that's messed up stuff for our physical bodies to be healthy from. There's a lot of things to become aware of that we don't know, and that's why we need this real guidance and real education that's being offered. Otherwise, we'll probably be coming back in pretty bad shape, and the bodies will be deformed and robotized. Maybe they'll last a long, long time, because like the reptilians know how to cause the body to fix itself to continue to exist. That way they can keep us, or those that they want to have as their slaves, doing things for them and being controlled by them in a world that's a lot worse than it is now. So anyway, I was just trying to share this new presentation, some of the information to find out for yourself. There are blog talk radio shows that you can listen to and become involved with, ask questions, or see what you think. Maybe I shouldn't say think as much as what your heart feels or about life and what's being offered. You have to check it out for yourself. See ya.